So what happened there?
What do you mean?
Well, why did you get all weird when I put my finger up your ass?
Let's back up. Why did you put your finger in my ass?
I don't know.
We've been married for 5 years. You never done that.
Well, you know, people do that sometimes.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, a lot.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I'm a nurse, dummy. I do it to my patients. And today I was doing it, and I thought, hey, maybe Louie would like this.
Well, I don't, so please don't do it again, okay?
Okay, so you don't want anything put up your ass, but you want to stick your dick up mine?
Wait a minute. Who said that?
What do you mean? Don't all guys fantasize about fucking women up the ass?
I don't.
Really? You don't?
No. I never understood that. I mean, you're a millimeter away from the greatest place on earth. Why would you want to go in someone's dried out little asshole?
Okay, you're kind of putting down my asshole here.
I'm sure your asshole is fine. I never even seen it.
Yeah, well, you should.
Why?
Because I'm your wife. You should see my asshole. You should know everything about me. What if you needed to identify me?
You mean if you have an accident where your teeth are destroyed but your asshole survives? All right, fine. I'll take a look. Jesus. Well, now...
Never gonna happen.
I swear I do, but just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. If you know what's good for you, I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I'd stalk in school, but now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool.
You're listening to Books BS Bullshit. It's the only podcast with very poor editing skills. I am your realistic host, Mr. Frank.
This is Mr. Jeff. I assure you, it is not Frank putting a cheesy effect over his own voice because he doesn't know how to edit.
Yeah, thank you, the very real Mr. Jeff. Yeah, truth be told, I screwed up the editing and I messed up our opening, so I had to do a little impromptu intro here. Anyway, the whole short and curlies of it are we break into the book section and we introduce Strange House Books Cannibal Fat Camp. It's their first release of the new year, 2013, and it's the first release that isn't by Don Noble or his brother or Kevin Strange himself. So it's the first time they stretch out their legs and put the controls in a new guy's hand. So without further ado, we're going to jump right in to where the audio is really Jeff and Frank live. I apologize for the screw-up. Enjoy the rest of the ride, folks. Okay, so we got David Hayes, big time screenwriter with along the lines of Kevin Strange,
right?
And it seems like he's sort of jumped over into publishing as well. So he has a lot of stuff out there. Mark Sino, also outside of being an industrial hygienist,
he is sporadically published.
He publishes himself.
I hope not sporadically.
I hope not too sporadically. Yeah, so they both have enough shit out there sporadically enough.
You know, you could sporadically go back
if
and
you enjoyed
read one other things.
There's other stuff you can get into.
You couldn't feed yourself a steady diet of it. There's not enough to, like, say, sit there and read.
You'd be good for a month or so. 2 months, month apiece.
So if I spread it out sporadically,
yeah.
I'd get, like, a good year of their back catalog.
You could get a sporadic year or two out of that.
Like if I said I'm going to read a book every 6 weeks sporadically.
Oh, you would easily sporadically read them for a year or two.
Or two?
Yeah. Depends on how fast you read, how big the font is.
Well, when I read, I roll with the homies.
You do roll with the homies. So, yeah, they're out there. They're working with Strange House. They're cool guys. I talked to David Hayes.
You did?
On Facebook? He kind of made me buy one of his other books.
How much did he charge you for his book? What was the price point?
Let me tell you something. Now that you bring this up, let me tell you something really cool about David Hayes and
right.
Why he totally struck me as like an awesome dude. He did one of these, you know, typical Amazon giveaways.
Right.
I think
right.
It was 99 cents, right? My book's available, 99 cents. Go buy it on Amazon. And he said, this is the coolest part. He goes, and if you own a Nook, just email me your receipt and I'll send you the Nook copy.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
cool.
I
was like, you know what? You're doing something that I had to, like, just pull him aside on Facebook. And you're like, you know what, dude? I'm grabbing your book, not because of 99 cents, not because I'm interested in reading your shit, but because you went out there and you were, like, loving for the Nook fucking folks.
Yeah,
you
a little
say,
love.
Go to Amazon. As long as you show me you bought it, I'll give you the EPUB.
Not a problem, right?
And that's like the first time I've ever seen anybody do that. Loving
cool.
for the Nookers. He gave me a caveat. He's like, I don't know if you're going to like it, man. It's kind of rough. It's kind of really gory and stuff. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I read Cows. And he's like, what's Cows? And I'm like, well, don't go warning me about fucking your fucking book until you've read Cows.
Oh, yeah.
So he was cool. He went and bought Cows.
Wow. And that's not a cheap fucker, too.
No. So we'll see. We'll see. Oh, he's making the big bucks.
Yeah.
Strange House money now.
Oh, big time. That's fuck you money. That's Strange House money.
Hells yeah.
You don't like him? You go, fuck you. And you throw your roll of hundreds at him.
Uh-huh. Fucking raining up in this bitch.
We're fucking making the rain, baby. Rainmakers over at Strange House. Fucking IRS is probably all up in their shit. There's so much money.
Oh, you know it. They're like, oh, you got Strange House money now?
Oh, audit. Fuck you.
Audit. Okay, so that's the writers. And now we got the story. And
how about the cover?
You got to go right for the cover. That's what first grabs you to this thing.
It's a Garbage Pail Kid sticker.
Yeah, it's a Garbage Pail Kid sticker of a baby eating a...
An arm.
It looks like the cards from back
exactly
in the day.
Exactly like the cards.
A little peel here up in the corner.
Little line around the edges where the cards stamped
out. Where you
out
pull that sticker off. Yeah. For my money?
I think that would be like version 3 or so.
I think so?
That would have been like the third year of
when they shaped the cuts.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a square thing?
Yeah.
Did you peel them off or did you keep them?
Like, oh, I peeled all mine off.
I
didn't save. Not one survived my childhood.
Went on the refrigerator, behind the doors, under your desk.
Wherever, man.
The cat.
I had a whole, like, toy chest.
Yeah.
And it was just covered in them. That's how I, like...
I hear you.
I think
I think the originals, doubles I had, I'd peel off and plaster things with. But I always had, you know, at least the first one, keep it on the card.
Right. You know what? I'm glad I stuck all my shit all over the place.
Yeah, because it gives a fuck, right?
Who gives a fuck? What is it worth?
Nothing. The book itself is about 70 pages in e-reader form.
I don't know what that works out to.
Yeah.
Like paperback.
Yeah, maybe around 100, 90 to 100 in paperback.
Yeah, probably somewhere
around
there.
It's novella. And it's the Cannibal Fat Camp story of a
bunch of rich kids. Super rich.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Strange House money rich.
Oh, yeah. Uber Strange House rich. It's like Kevin Strange's kids rich, right?
Right.
Like he's making, Kevin Strange making a fat nut.
And like he has a heart attack
and
at like 70.
His kids is just good living on that Strange House money.
That's strange.
And all they can do is eat.
Yeah, plays video games and eats.
Bored.
Just eats, man.
No challenge.
Just, like, have a chef and bring me up more fucking chitlins and pork rinds.
So it gets out of hand and they
send them all off to fat camp.
Uh-huh.
See you efforts later. They send them off to a...
But this is like a really special affluent geared towards.
Oh, that's a great word.
Would you like to
it.
Use that in a sentence?
I would.
Go ahead.
It was affluent fat camp.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I have a definition, please? Can I have the root?
Country origin.
Could you use that in a sentence, please?
It was an affluent fat camp.
AFFLACK.
Affleck! Where were we?
They go to an affluent fat camp.
An affluent fat camp. It's an island, right?
Yeah, it's like...
Very secluded.
You know what that part reminded me of? Of Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Only the dinosaurs are on a helicopter.
Yeah. It's chaos theory.
Yeah, they do get helicoptered in, too.
Yeah,
right?
They do.
Then there's other fat...
Affluent.
Were there any black kids on the island?
I think they were sporadically.
There was an Indian.
There was. An American Indian.
American Indian.
Do not be calling me chief. I am not that kind of Indian.
It's our own pop culture references.
Yes.
You bank that for the bullshit?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Bank it. Spank it.
Bank it. Okay. We don't know about the bullshit. We're going to be doing so much bullshit. We're so far off our game. We're just going to bank bullshit.
We're just banking it, man.
I think that's what we'll do. If we get off on a tangent... Call
we'll
it bank
go.
The bullshit. I'll edit it out, slap it all on the end, and just
fucking
just
run
to,
it.
Just let it go.
Just
bank
run it.
Bullshit running at the end.
All right, dude. You're just going to get stream of conscious radio now, pal.
It's going to be Jurassic Park and sporadic and affluence spelling bees.
So where were we in the plot? Oh, yes. They were all arrive at the island.
Yes.
The island of misfit, sporadically fat kids.
Yes. There's a problem.
There's always a problem. It always starts with a problem.
Yeah.
And it is a problem.
Yeah.
and it ends in a problem.
Yes.
Where, of course, all the counselors end up incapacitated, and there's no food to go around.
Too spoiler. The counselors die. They freak out and eat all the food at the place.
How much do you really want to go into it? I mean, it's
well,
a short...
We'll stop it here.
It's a
they
short...
They go nuts, eat all the food in the place right away. They get hungry. All that's left is themselves. The title of the book?
Cannibal Fat Camp.
You can figure it out from there.
You can. So, now that you see where the book is going...
Yeah.
Let us not spoil it for our constant listener.
Not at all.
Let's tell him what we thought of it.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a good story.
Yeah.
I liked the writing style.
Uh-huh.
It was enjoyable to read.
Uh-huh.
I liked the way it was set, because it was set like from what happened like on the island, was set from like notes and diaries,
mm-hmm.
as if it was taken from there. My only complaint about the book, and I'm fairly positive that you'll agree with me, is it could have been another 20 pages longer and filled in more holes. Like, you went from day 1 to day 13 to day whatever 25, and it really jumped. I liked the power struggle that went on amongst the fat camp survivors.
Right.
My only criticism of this book was it did seem to have like holes.
Right.
Like, if it was me, I would have made another 20, 30 pages, filled in them holes, and I would have enriched it. I would have liked a little more richer human stew.
I got you. I like it. And that definitely hits home with one of the points that I wanted to make. Now, I'm usually very kind to most of these books we've reviewed.
Yes.
And I felt like after I read this one, I had to be a little more critical than I've been in the past, because I did have a few gripes. First and foremost, I thought the story idea was brilliant. I thought the general story itself came off very good. But I did have a problem with a couple of things. First, you mentioned the story being told from like diaries and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diary entries. And there were also like medical examiner notes, little like voice messages. And they were like chapters.
Right.
So now the problem was, it starts out, there's a narrative. There's a narrative, like a third-person narrator.
Right.
And then they get a chapter that's like a diary entry, or half a chapter is a diary entry, and then the other half of the chapter is more narrative. I guess the point of view of
swings
the storytelling
around.
Just swings around a little bit. It's a little bit, it takes you out of it. It's
yeah.
a little bit sloppy. I saw where they were going with it, but I think it could have used some work.
I tend to agree with you there.
Yeah, there was like a bit of disconnect in the reading experience by jumping around the points of view like that. That was a bit of a problem for me. Like I said, the story was still good, but that was a little jarring to read it that way.
I think that's why I found it to be holy.
Yeah.
Not holy as in holy water. Holy,
well, like
as
you
in,
said, too, is like it's very jumpy, where you got diary entry of day 2 and then some narrative, and then like the next chapter is diary entry of day 9. And it's like, well, where's the other 7 days? Like, what kind of happened there?
Yeah.
And there wasn't too much in the storytelling to fill in those gaps. So
even if you just said, we did blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just something, because there's like big gaps in the days.
Right.
And that was where I definitely agree with you, is that when I finished the last page of this, I said, you know what, this reads like second or third draft. And I would have sent it back to them, and I would have said, give me more.
Give me more
story here. You know, it sort of felt incomplete. Those two things were like my biggest criticisms of the book. Like I said, overall story, I think the idea was great. I think the story, the guts of the story, was good. It was fun. Very tongue-in-cheeky. It wasn't like a gory horror dark fest. So, like, I liked all that. And it was just sort of the execution that I had a problem with. And I wanted more. Just like you said, you want more. There's more there.
Right. There's a lot more there.
Yeah. Like you said, easily another 20, 30 pages, if not beyond that.
Let me play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
You're writing this story, which, it's a cool story. Yeah. I mean, we both agree that the premise is a pretty cool premise, but I don't know how many people are going to buy a book about teenage kids being on a fat camp island.
Okay.
So maybe there was publishing or editing constraints, like we can't invest like a whole lot.
That could be.
Into it. I'm not like putting the book down too much, or putting, you know, anyone down here, because I did enjoy it. But you're right. It could have ran through one more rewrite, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
One more through the editing machine.
Plump that thing up.
fluff it up. Fluff up the cock, man.
Fluff that cock, man.
So
fatten that dick.
But you know what? I don't feel I got ripped off on the story.
No.
I would suggest it to our constant listeners to go out and get this book if you want something light, a little light reading, something, you know, just change it up.
Well, like, you know, it's still Strange House Books. It's still got that vibe.
Yep.
It's different.
It definitely is. I mean, you know, that's the one thing I like about this Strange House Books.
Yeah.
Man, you get some worn-ass out ideas.
Uh-huh.
But the story is fresh and has an execution level that's way higher than you would expect.
Oh, sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you go into a zombie story and you expect something and they just twist it around and throw it back up in your face and go, well, take this, bitches.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You know, even this story, I mean, by the title of the book, you know where it's going. You know what's going on.
Oh, sure.
It's not a mystery story here.
No,
not
at all. Yeah, I'm not going to shy people away from this at all. And I do recommend it. Like I said, it's Strange House. You're going to get something unique. And look, you're not paying an arm and a leg. And the story only costs $2.99.
$3?
$3.
$3 for this? That's 300 pennies well fucking spent, my friend.
Oh, shit, yeah. If there's a million books I would tell you not to read at $2.99. You know, it's a critical gripe that I have.
Right.
It's still a good story. And it's Strange House Books. And you constant listeners know we lick Kevin Strange's asshole because we love that company's doing.
That is some cool shit. Right?
Yeah. And this is the first book in a wave of spring offerings, shall we say, that they've released.
Seasonal brew?
Like the spring grouping. There's since been also Kevin Strange's own Vampire Guts in Nuketown, which I read. And
I heard that's really good.
It's crazy.
I got that.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten to it.
Open it up. It's a vampire story like you'll never read. He twists it.
Yeah, because, you know, I hate to keep beating on it, but Beer Run of the Dead had me like...
Hells yeah.
Had me just brought back, like, I wanted to read more zombie stories after that.
Yeah.
And, like, I hate these glittery vampires and shit. So
yeah.
I was actually like, oh, cool, man. A vampire story
definitely.
From these guys?
Oh, yeah. This is.
I got to check this shit out.
It's mutant vampires, and it's just, I mean, Kevin Strange's head is fucked up.
I'm all in on that one.
And also what came out was Tales of Questionable Taste by John Bruni. That just came out. That's one guy's 18 short stories, flash fiction pieces in there. And in the cover is a giant guy in outer space fucking the sun, eyeing up the fucking earth over his shoulder like, I'm getting my dick in your shit next.
Nice bizarro.
That's their offerings. So in the end, Cannibal Fat Camp, pick it up.
Pick it up and tell those bastards that you heard it here first.
Yeah, let them know.
Let them know that books, beer, and bullshit turn you on to it.
Yes. They convinced me. They put me over the top. I wasn't sure. I liked the cover. Okay, so that takes care of the cannibalistic Lord of the Flies. So it's only one more thing we can do right now. Live from the deck, it's time to scream in Gypsy.
Mukapulali.
Amdraku Parula.
Mukapulalui.
Amdraku Parula.
Mukapulalui.
Amdraku Parula.
And would anyone like to know why we were screaming in Gypsy?
Because I fuck his hair.
And I eat his dick.
Fuck his hair and eat his dick. And fuck my face. I come on your goat's penis beard. Sorry, I'm having fun with this Gypsy shit.
I eat your goat's dick and tickle your balls with his tail.
Fuck your wife's ass beard. Wait. Fuck my bearded wife's ass. What?
I fuck my bearded wife's armpit.
My wife.
With my asshole.
My wife cleans the ass of a clam. Eat my dick.
I will eat your dick with a side of dog piss.
Fuck the beer. Let's just curse.
Well, you found that Gypsy's curse wantonly.
It's weird told.
Not sporadically.
No, wantonly.
Wantonly.
Yeah, they were wonton sluts.
And they have a great accent. So anyway.
Yes, sir.
The reason.
Why are we screaming in Gypsy?
Because this episode's beer.
Why are you cursing like a foul-mouthed Gypsy?
Because this episode's beer is Doghead Craft Brewed Ales and Dan the Automator present Positive Contact.
You had me a dogfish head.
Yes. And I'm sure you're saying, why, sir, are you screaming Gypsy over this?
Why am I fucking you in your dick?
Why are you fucking me in my dick? Because this is a 1 pint, 9 ounce bottle.
Yes.
Which I guess is just a little less than
$7.50.
And it was $14.
Whoa, we're breaking a record here on books, beer, and bullshit.
So therefore, I feel like I got ripped off like a dirty gypsy.
Beautifully done. You got fucked in the beard by that bottle.
Fucked in the beard.
You got out for Rogue. Rogue's Voodoo Rogue. Ale held the previous record. I think it was $13.
Yeah, this one was $13.99.
Rogue got out fucked.
And this fine gem of a beer is an ale brewed with apple cider and spices, a positive combination of Fuji cider, slow roasted farro, a bit of cayenne, and fresh cilantro.
This is sounding a little bit like the famous Dogfish Head and Herb beer.
Yes, it's all that and then a little more. We threw some apple cider. Now, I had thyme, parsley, and
there was, I think there was farro and those other spices.
That was in the other one. That was in the Egyptian one.
Oh, and a farro and the za'atars.
The za'atar, yeah.
Oh, okay. So maybe we're getting a mix of herb beer
and apple cider.
And apple cider and za'atars. Well, classically speaking, I mean, we just keep. If you see the shark on a label, like it must be bad.
It's got to be for the show, right?
And you know what? In all fairness to Dogfish Head, they make some fine brews.
They do. They're limited edition.
Yeah, they're really
their
special.
Craft stuff is just like retarded.
Their normal stuff, their IPAs, their regular Dogfish Head stuff.
Yeah.
They make some fine beer.
Well, you know, this bottle's sitting here unopened. Is it time for some Drop Forged power?
It certainly is. Now, you just celebrated a birthday.
I did.
Let's just say that you received the most precious gift that one could get. It wasn't frankincense and myrrh.
No, no, no.
And gold.
It was Drop Forged stainless steel.
That's right. Melchior brought upon you, sir, in a manger. He followed the light to your house.
And said, Messiah, I have brought you the bottle wrench.
Oh, my God.
This one is a 5/8 inch Drop Forged stainless steel beauty.
It gleams. I got my sunglasses on. I can't look at that thing straight. It'll burn a hole in my retina.
We have opened oh so many bottles with this.
I couldn't even count.
We have opened up cans. We have opened up bottles. We have opened up cork and cage bottles.
Yes.
You can hang it up on your wall. And the best part is you're not going to pay full price for this.
Hell no.
You're going to go to thebottlewrench.com. You're going to order it up.
Yes, you are.
You're going to get yourself a nice Drop Forged stainless steel beauty, and you're going to type in
BBBS show. 15% off.
It's $1.50 on $10, $15 on $100,
$1.20 off the $8.
$1.20 off the $8 one.
That's right. And you know what? Order two $10 wrenches, $3. Order two tens and an eight, $4.20.
Alrighty then. Let's get to the undoing.
Let's just show how this bottle wrench. It ages with beauty. It's like 20 beer. Oh, please.
Sir.
Yeah, that was like a mic drop. That is now 9 episodes of beer opening. And we don't just open one beer per episode. We might this time. But we've done tour day.
Yeah.
We've done doubles, triples, easily more than a dozen beers open up. It's amazing.
Anyway, getting back to this fine thingamabob that they call beer here.
What is the official name of this beer? Dogfish Head.
And Dan the Automator. I guess it's in collusion with whoever Dan the Automator is. Present Positive Contact.
Positive Contact.
Price point is extremely high. So,
well, so there we go. How about you pour it up?
A little pouring music is always good.
Gypsy Road. Nice little pour on it. This is golden. Some nice light gold. Oh, nice. Nice bubbly head on that.
Nice fizzy bubbly head.
Nice. Very nice. I can't
not
imagine
very,
this.
Not
how
very
could this stick? It looks beautiful.
It does look pretty.
Would you say, pound for pound, the lighter colored beer or the darker colored beers turn out shittier?
I don't know. We've had some winners that are both ways.
Both ways. But you know what?
Anything. Anything that isn't beard color.
Oh, those are right out.
Yeah, you know you're in for a shit.
Chilada. And that other thing, the rose-looking junk.
Yeah, that was weird shit.
All right.
All right. Let me go in.
You got the schnoz.
Let me go in for the smell.
Signature sniff from Mr. Jeff. He's going back for more. He was going to say something and he had to go back.
I would say,
yeah,
that everything that's on that label,
yeah,
you can smell.
You can pick them right out individually.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you went back, because there were a lot of things.
There was a, it was a very, very busy smell.
All right. Let me take a whiff.
I'm not going to say it was a horrendous smell. It was just a very busy smell.
It's a busy smell. Yeah. Right away, I smell the beer. I smell the cider.
Yes.
Now I'm going to look a little deeper for the other shit. Emma Faro.
You can smell all the herbs and
seasonings. I can pick up the notes. The notes are all floating in air by themselves, and I still don't know what to make of that.
You know, I really got to admit, I don't really care for the smell on second smell in.
Okay.
What you want to do is hold your hand over for a second.
Okay. Oh, really? Read it. Build up on the glass.
Let it build up in there.
Okay.
Then
bubbling off.
And get yourself a good.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Oh, that wrecks it.
Yeah.
That holds it back.
Yeah.
That forces them together.
Yeah.
That's not good.
You need to let it breathe.
You need to suffocate this shit. Smother it.
So what do you say? What's your guess?
My guess? It's going to be almost pukey.
I am picking up that bitter back of the throat.
Sour. Sour bitter. It's like a pukey flavor.
Yes.
I think that's what we're going to have here.
We're getting pretty good at
really figuring out
where you know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Before you even get in there, what the problem is going to be.
That's true.
Now, I do like, if this was like a real beer,
yeah,
I would be impressed by how the head is on this beer.
This is a really nice head.
You know, it seems very nice, but I'm not holding out much hope for
this. I got you.
Here.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'm going to be. The positive contact. Give her a whirl.
Whirl.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Oh, that just comes around and...
Oh.
Oh, man, there's that second blast.
Dude, it tastes like soap.
It does, man. It tastes like soap.
Like I just drank laundry detergent.
And, oh, man, there's like a third wave of the spices coming on the back end.
It keeps building.
Woo!
That's bad.
Why?
That's bad. Danny Automator. What the fuck were you thinking?
You thought this was a good idea, then you have the nerve, the audacity to charge me $14 for this?
God. It tastes like soap.
It does. It's yeah.
And man, it builds. It builds and builds and builds.
It just keeps coming on and on and on and on.
What on God's earth were they thinking? I'm tasting it. Taste the apple cider?
No.
No. There's nothing sweet at all about that taste.
Yeah, it tastes like you got, like, mouth raped.
You know
what? I feel like a dirty gypsy came up, and I was drinking his dirty hand water after he washed his hands.
Fuck my tongue. Eat my tongue cock.
Fuck your taste buds. Forgive me.
Wow. Yeah, not good. I'll tell you what. We can always count on Dogfish Head.
Oh, to give us another win.
Yeah. If they're getting, like, if they start beating off the beaten path, they got a place here at Bugs, Beer, and Bullshit every single time.
Yeah, you just go right to that section. I got a little something to say.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a serious moment.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
I agree. I don't know how anybody puts that in a bottle. Seriously. And at any price point says, try this beer.
It's like the whole brewing industry is out of control with the craft. And I do the air quotes on the craft brew. Man, it's almost like we spoiled a batch of beer. And what can we do to cover up the fact that we spoiled it? And like we'll throw in like a bunch of other nonsense into it and call it something else.
I really think it's these beer snobs who think they're doing something really special. And they're out there with their, I've mixed Amaro with hints of cayenne. And we've put a little bit of za'atars in them. And we've mixed it into a fine brew. And here, taste this. And just by their fucking highfalutin bullshit, you're supposed to sit there and pretend that you have just as sophisticated a palate as this other guy. You taste this. Oh, yes, I can definitely pick out the hints of the apple cider. Is that a Fuji apple? Oh, yes, sir, it is a Fuji apple. How did you pick that? I am well-versed in all the apples of the lands across the fine time. And they sit there and just bullshit one another. Right. And it tastes like shit. Like, you just fucking handed the thing. And, you know, of course, it's like me and you. Like, here, tries beer. This fucking beer tastes like shit. Right?
Yeah, it's like I'm not having
and
to
And then they get to
salmon.
Stick their nose up at you, right? That's where the beer saw. You don't know good beer if it fucks you in the ear.
You know, what happened to the time-honored traditions of crisp, clean, refreshing?
Yeah.
What's so wrong with that?
I know. I guess because this craft brew market is expanding, it's getting easier for the small guy to bottle and market his own thing. Maybe he's got to get noticed. Maybe he has to pull off these little crazy things.
I don't get it, man. It's just like, make some good beer, please. But yeah, we're drinking it, so you don't have to. So just take our word for it.
Take our word for it. Listen. Listen to the podcast. And if we drink your shitty beer, listen to your shitty beer review, plus one.
Plus one. Yeah, that's right.
You know what they should do? They should brew this stuff, cart it right over to us, and go, do me a favor. Drink this shit.
Because you won't have to.
Yes.
So... Okay.
Speaking of eating a dick
is right.
What kind of bullshit? What bullshitting and eating a dick? I don't know.
I don't know, but bullshitting right along.
Yeah.
Roma Psychic.
Roma Psychic. Oh, you want to cut right into it?
I want to cut right down to it.
This is like fresh bullshit that we're just discovering.
Right. We needed some gypsy shit, so went on the YouTube.
We went on the YouTube, and we found the new Race Grooves guy. This guy is a wacko. I don't know if he's Irish or Romanian or something.
He's got to be Romanian. He's gypsy.
He purports to know gypsy speak.
Right.
Well, or eat a dick and fuck a beard shit comes from this guy literally saying, well, that's what the gypsies do when they hang out. They just tell each other, eat a dick and
fuck my beard.
And of course, we like keyed into that. But then we look up this guy's YouTube channel.
Oh, and it just gets
And
better.
It's like, oh, here's the gypsy guy's stand-up comedy routine. And we click... We click on that. It's like 80,000 videos, and it's literally this old creepy man, just not even running around in front of the camera necessarily. Sometimes you just hear his voice in his messy old basement, and he's what he considers comedy is more like racist propaganda. Or something.
Yeah, but it's not even stand up. It's a skit. It's a whole play acting, a one man show.
Yeah,
of him. I don't even know how to describe it. Of him, like.
You want to give him this is his skit on a Chinese restaurant inspection.
Hey, what's going on here? Jesus Christ! What I'm doing here is I'm an inspector. Me and this man, we're inspectors. We're having it for your reason. We're doing this for your health, folks. You better go to the first hospital you can find because I think you've just been poisoned here. Oh God, that's not all. Yeah, well, you know what I mean here. Ah, shit. Well, you never know. Get out of here. No, I was asking, is that your real name, or is that just something you just like? I seen the sign when I came in, Fuck Lee Restaurant. So, hell of a nice name you got there. You're not ashamed? You're not ashamed? What are you talking about? My name, you know? Yeah, that's his name, John. I don't know what we can do about that. Not against the law to have a name like that. I can imagine what your wife's name is. Mrs. Fuck Lee, what are you talking about? All right, Mrs. Fuck Lee, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon, I apologize for all that. Mrs. Fuck Lee, you got the hell of a name you got it. How do you spell it? F-U-C. F-U-C? How about no K? No K. What do you want here? Come on, come on. Come on. No, I don't start with that Chinese stuff. I don't understand it.
This man is fucking insane. He's standing there. I think he's winging it, too. Like,
no,
this is
no.
Not...
He's got the book. He wrote a whole...
No, he's winging it.
No, he isn't.
The book is his he's supposed to be
that's
the health inspector.
No, that's his script. I'm telling you.
No, he's not reading it.
Yes, he is. He's just referring to it. He put it on his memory.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to pull up another one of his views, and you're going to see him doing his quote-unquote skit where he's just sitting there just yapping. He's just making it up.
No.
The best is he's like...
Mrs. Fuck Lee?
Like, yeah, he's got his little pair of glasses on trying to look like a health inspector with his book open in front of him. Whether he's not reading or not of a script is, you know, up to debate. But when he does his Chinese voice, he tries to like... become a ventriloquist, and he either like turns his head away from the camera or looks deep into the book.
Yeah, hides
or,
his mouth.
Or just trying to not move his lips so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, the best thing ever.
He's insane. All right, we're going to prove the theory now that he's not scripted. He's just winging it. All right. Pull up another one. Here's the hostage pizza.
Fool or something like that. I figure somebody like that would rob a bank, and he wanted like escort out. Escort out. What was the other thing he said? Food. I hear one thing of Snickers bars and something else. Maybe I could deal with them. I'll try. Say, I'm coming in there. I'll put down my revolver.
Yeah, you do that. And make sure you just smile when you come in.
Smile? Sure, yeah. I'd be glad to. You don't shoot now. Don't harm the people alone.
I'll see about it.
No, he's off camera. Oh, he's on camera now.
With a gun.
A gun and a kilt?
Yeah, see? Put it down
here. A cigarette.
Yeah, do that, son of a bitch. When you're a cop or when those,
You're all right.
What? It's all right. Oh, I'm not one of those guys who try to bargain with you. I'm just trying to do my job. That lady, I think you got it's too tight around her mouth there. can I release it?
No, I need a lot of
All right, sir.
He holds the cigarette up to his mouth. It does the other voice.
Snickers bar or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
And what's the other thing?
I want a pizza. Yeah.
Pizza? Sure. Oh, what kind do you want?
I don't get a fuck. I was at the Nine Charlie's, weren't you?
Sure, all right. Why don't you put that down there now? You don't need to, you don't have to use that, sir. But I'm on my, there's my revolver. I'm out of here.
So,
maybe he is winging it.
He's winging it, but he does... Like this last one, he's got a cigarette in the hand.
Yeah.
And every time like, he changes the voice, he puts his cigarette up like he's smoking. Like, who is he fooling?
Oh, my God.
His name is Romap Psychic.
Roma Psychic.
Yeah.
R-O-M-A Psychic. Because they all call themselves Roma, those dirty gypsies.
Yeah. I'll put up the link for that so you can find this insanity much better. But you need to get onto YouTube and check this out.
This is probably like the freshest bullshit we've ever had.
I said to Jeff, can we really talk about this? Like, the guy's already doing the voice. I don't have to make one up. He's like, so you just got back from vacation. Any good bullshit there?
Yeah, here's a good one. So we're sat in traffic for 2 hours drinking beers for like no good reason. You know, want to go drink some beers? Like, yeah, sure. I mean, really, okay. I planned out to come out and drink beers anyway.
Right.
Drinking beers like we're 15 years old.
Throwing them back.
I mean, the rest of it was just nonsense. So it was all right. I had a good time.
Nice
vacation. So then we're back, and it's all good.
Good, good, good.
How about yourself? Anything else going on?
I'll tell you something. Right. I'm gonna tell you.
I was eating a dick. Fucking a beer. Fucking a beard. Fucking hair. Same thing. It's like a beard and hair. Yeah. Hair and a beard.
I went down and got some Chinese from
Chinese food.
Fuck Lee.
Chick Jack Charlie. I have a cool Okie Finoki guy story.
Yeah, go ahead.
I pick up my daughter at the bus stop. There's a guy comes out, picks up his granddaughter, and this guy is.
Is he a listener?
No, but he might be.
He might be now.
he's a typical biker-looking guy. Long hair, big beard in his face. Looks like a very skinny Orange County chopper guy.
Right, I got you.
With long hair. He's always talking to me and everything bullshit. The more he talks to me, the more comfortable he gets with what he can talk to me about.
Right.
So he comes out the other day, and he's like, you watch that Tosh guy? Like, yeah, I watch him every now and again. I like him. He says some racist shit. I was like, okay, I guess he does. You know, I think he's trying to be like ironic about it, but I think you're getting the wrong idea of what Tosh's talking about.
Right.
He goes, and I like that new guy, Jeselnik after him. I'm like, yeah, he goes, he's really racist.
War power!
So here I'm like, I'll have to check him out then.
They do want to go get some
sauce. He's like, oh, yeah, they were talking about, I don't know, asking black people what white people smell like, and they're like strawberries, and the white people said black people smell like pot pies or something. Hey, he's just really racist, man. I was crazy what he said. He was trying to be cool.
Right, right.
Like, I'm digging this because he really is edgy, but it's like, I really like the racist stuff.
He's like, another couple of weeks, he'll be like, dude, want to go get some swastika tattoos?
Oh, no, the other day he came out to me. There's a ball field, Little League field right by where he picked the kids up. And he's like, oh, looks like they're getting ready for opening day. He's like, yeah, he goes, it's not as fun as when I was a coach. It's like, oh, no. Yeah, I used to come up in there with my motorcycle. And everybody have fun. Everybody on my team and everything. I was like, yeah, that sounds cool, man. Just play for fun. He's like, yeah, I used to be a roofer, contracting roofer, until all that OSHA shit got in the way. I mean, we'd have to be up on the roof at 6 o'clock, and I'd be just all drunk and stuff. I was like, okay. He's like, you know, because you got to go up, and nobody gave a shit. You just kept drinking. I used to drink on the roof so much, I just became one of them functioning drunks. He's like, nobody could tell. So, I go up there, be up on the roof all day.
Drinking my beers.
I get all ripped. And then I go coach the team, and nobody knew it. I was good. You see that Jesnick guy? Boy, he's racist. I sure do love me a good nigger joke. So he would be the type of person to go, you hear that Books, Beer, Bullshit podcast? I like that guy. They put all them nigger jokes at the beginning, of the show. That oxy nigga cracks me up. Yeah, he's been a rip. So I might have some more stories about him, the more comfortable he gets with me. Because I just smile, yeah, all the way.
Yeah.
Because the more he's just letting loose.
Yeah, he just lets it go. Got any Draven Star updates for us?
Draven Star has been up to, she's actually, as we record this, in the Great Garden State.
Woohoo.
Yeah, there was one of these adult video, like an AVN award show in Atlantic City.
Oh, she's up for what? Anal?
She's up for best spoken anal award.
Your cock is in my ass.
Yeah, not the visual. Best spoken.
Well, no one could quite say your cock is in my ass like her.
No.
Except maybe the gypsy feller on Roma.
Yeah. She's just saying, kind of cock in my ass and eat a dick. That would be great. We can get that guy and Draven fucking.
Maybe we
can
get him on. He's funny. We should get him on.
Well, you know, the sky's the limit.
We should drop him and Race Grooves a line.
Yeah. Oh, Race Grooves and have the two of them on?
At the same time?
Yeah. That'd be nuts. Why are you doing telling me this is a family show for little kids? With the Yosef the Kitacher?
The Kitacher does not curse in his videos.
No. And he does not curse. Yosef the Kitacher's our character. I don't really want to say that. Race Grooves guy is a kid toucher. That wouldn't be right.
I'm fairly positive that Race Grooves is not a kid toucher.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I mean,
we make fun of it, but I'm not. I wouldn't imply it.
He found his passion.
Yes, and it just turned out to be Hot Wheels.
It did. And then our ass is finding him and turn him into a kid toucher. He's not a kid toucher. It's a character we built. So we actually have a ton of shit plotted out. We just don't know exactly where it's going to land.
Yeah. Oh, right? Things to look forward to?
I mean, we're coming up to episode 20. It's another top 10 list. That's episode 20.
Top 10.
A top 10 list. We're not going to reveal the top 10 list to you now.
And what's the next book up?
Next book is going to be Tall Tales with Short Cocks, Volume 3. And the reason we've hit this one is because it features three authors we've covered on a podcast. In recent times, no less. We have Kevin Strange, Don Noble.
Don!
The Hammer.
Don the Hammer. Noble.
And Lance Carbuncle.
Lance. Lance!
So, yeah, those guys are in there, so we figured we'd take a look at that anthology.
I like anthologies.
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
I got like three of them. I haven't finished.
And then, like you said, we got another odd beer on tap.
Yes, right.
And we might find something else, too, in the interim. Because
unless something better comes along.
It's 'tis the season, right? The weird beers are starting to come out. Spring, summer, and fall. And hopefully more bullshit.
And, of course, we'll always answer any listeners' questions or
oh, yeah. Feedback. Ask us questions. Give us feedback. I know. We can ask for this shit.
Yeah.
Until the cows come home.
Because no one's actually listening to it.
It's 8,000 people, and they just don't. They're very passive.
Very passive aggressive.
Very passive listeners.
Fucking hate those guys. I listen to them all the time, but I ain't fucking giving them no feedback, even though their shit sucks.
Like,
even though I'd rather fuck
and
my dick, and I'd rather fuck my dick into my face than leave them any feedback.
Just listen. Don't fucking want me to work for this shit.
Yeah,
you work, bitches. You're working for me, bitch.
Tell us whether we're suck or we're good. That'd be nice. Someone to say, dude, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Or to say,
you know,
dude,
I find,
you
know who I
funny.
Find interacts with us most? Those who listen to us least.
Oh, of course.
You know,
it's always the way it goes.
Is Armand Rosamilia always out there with a like?
Yeah.
He don't listen.
No.
Yeah, he listens to his own show. Armand.
Plus,
you know,
one, baby.
Plus
one.
Armand Rosamilia plus one. He does.
Plus two.
I'll tell you this. Last episode, we had Todd Brown on.
Yeah.
And we talked about, you know, Armand, and we're going to have him on. He's going to have to do another Summer of Zombie tour. I swear to God, the next day, Armand Rosamilia announced Summer of Zombie Tour 2. And he said, I heard the interview with you guys and Todd, and I was inspired, and I started up Summer of Zombie Blog Tour 2 because books
there
are bullshit.
Is. That's right.
So that's it, you know. So what do we have tonight? You want to wrap up there? Cannibal Fat Camp.
Yeah.
David Hayes
and
Sino.
Sino.
Yes, the industrial hygienist.
The French Canadian
industrial
them pipes hygienist.
Your pipes are dirty. I want to clean out your filthy pipes.
Is that a moose?
Is that a moose?
Is that a moose on the loose?
I need a loony and a toony. Yeah. The Cannibal Fat Camp. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, check it out, man.
Literature.
$2.99. Can't go wrong.
Please.
Just for your neighbor.
And we drink shit beer.
As always.
The Positive Contact.
By Dogfish.
Which we found out was like Dan the Man or whatever the fuck his name was. Is like in a band.
What band is that?
Dan the Man's in a band.
And Dan the Animator.
Yeah, Dan the Animator is in a band. Something, something 30-30. And the name of the song is Positive Contact. And he was like, I'm like a half-known hipster musician. Let's make some beer. And Dogfish
one
is
of
like
those guys. That explains it.
Hipster musicians making a hipster beer for hipster beer companies. That's
thank
what
God.
That boiled down to.
Thank God we drank it,
so they don't have to.
Exactamente. What else we did?
And then we just bullshitted with the Roman psychic guy.
Roma psychic.
Roma psychosis. There'll be a link.
Yes. Check out the link.
Check
He's
out
pretty
the
funny.
Link. Watch the insanity.
2 million views.
Yeah, you got to go to his channel. You got to look at like Gypsy Jim's comedy or something.
Yeah,
and you like you think you're gonna get little jokes in this.
Dude, here it goes. Roma psychic guy
yeah.
comes a cannibal,
uh-huh.
and then he gets bit by a zombie.
Uh-huh.
And you have Roma zombie psychic.
You sound just as wacky as he does now.
I am. Trying to make sure everybody's okay here. I mean, you kill nobody, do you? No, not yet. I'll work on it. I want my snickers bar and pizza.
See?
Gypsy zombies, they fuck you in your face. That's bizarro horror.
You know what we're going to close out with? Speaking of Don the Hammer.
Don the Hammer.
I promised him this. He put out, I caught this link. I think one of his buddy put out this link. Back in the day, you know, Don always talked about he was a musician and stuff.
Right.
Well, he has music videos up on YouTube.
Oh.
And they're great, too. So we're going to close out to Dirty Eastwood, mm-hmm. My Girlfriend, and we'll see you next time, bitches.
See ya.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Keep your hands off. Because right there, yeah, that's my girlfriend. My girlfriend, you're my favorite girl. My girlfriend, yeah, you're my favorite girl. My girlfriend. Yeah, she's my favorite girl, my girlfriend. Oh yeah, she's my favorite girl. I remember the time you told me you went to Narnia. That's fucking awesome. You crawled up underneath the waterbed, ended up in a magical land. I'm so fucking jealous. How could I pass you up? And you're pretty strong too. Yeah, you can even lift a truck, flying jet planes and shooting bazookas. Good gosh, I got the rack on that girl. I remember we were laying in bed and you told me that you had psychic powers. Like when you got mad, it would storm around you. I was like, sweet. I didn't know you were an X-Man. Now that's fucking awesome. Can I have sex with your butt, please? My girlfriend, you're my favorite girl. My girlfriend, yeah, you're my favorite girl. My girlfriend, yeah, you're my favorite girl. My girlfriend,
Yeah, you're my favorite girl. And I remember the time you dyed your hair too much and all fell out. But you started wearing wigs at the time and it was cool with me, cause it was like getting strange every couple of days, get my butt lit playing video games like World of Warcraft and GTA. I like you, even though you're crazy, seeing all those dead people, that's amazing.
Yeah, boy!
And in public, I never was afraid, because I knew that you knew jiu-jitsu, and you had this sweet-ass ninja costume, but I really liked the nurse one. You had real good titties, and you were a stripper. That was pretty cool, yeah. I like that about you, because you're pretty tight, because you're, like, dancing on your knees, and you're all sore all the time, and I was like, wow, you know, bam, I can't even get inside of this. This is awesome. Yeah. You're my girl, my girlfriend. Yeah, you're my favorite girl, my girlfriend. Yeah, you're my favorite girl, my girlfriend. You're my favorite girl. And then, like, one day, me and my brother were just sitting around, and we were like, hey, you want some ramen noodles? I was like, yeah, that sounds good. I'll make some. I get up, I go in the kitchen, and there's, like, no fucking pots and pans. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, shit, do you see the pots and pans? I'm like, okay, let me go ask them. Like, a week previous, I had broke up with a bitch, and she was living in the other room with her boyfriend, Greg. And we're like, hey, you guys got the pots and pans? You know where they are? And she's like, says something under her breath. And all of a sudden, Greg opens the door and hands me one of my skillets. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? He's like, buddy, are you looking for this? I was like, dude, what the fuck, man? I know you for how long, and you're like, trying to steal my pots and pans? Poor bastard, he don't know what the hell going on. She stole my pots and pans saying they were hers, and all of a sudden I'm about to beat somebody up over some pots and pans. I was like, this is some bullshit. I grab my pots and pans, make some ramen noodles, they leave all fucked up, and me and my brother are just laughing, and she calls the fucking cops. Yep. And that's how that happened.
I ate your dick, will you please forgive me? It's weird, it's still a shit, but that's how we talk.
Affluence, wanton.
Splattered his wanton affluence. All over his hairy dick. Eat it.
Eat it.